the secret of death. How do we know it is time for the rapture? The blood sprang up, which is justification, was restored. The ear sprang up, which is sanctification. And the corn in the ear, oh glory be to God, baptism of the Holy Ghost. After that, then there is the perfecting ministry. And that is exactly what is on now, ready for the rapture. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. The first church of God was Adam and Eve, where two or three are gathered in my name. Satan came, destroyed that church, took God away. By doing what? By causing a mixture of truth with error. In Matthew 13 verse 33, we saw that mixture there. And that is the story of the church. Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is talking about the church. It's like unto leaven, yeast, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. And this parable was fulfilled in AD 325. That woman is the Catholic Church. The leaven there is their false doctrine. The leaven there is the pagan rituals, paganism that they took and mixed with the unadulterated word of God for justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. They exchanged these doctrines, mixed them, and what happened? The church died. That's why we say that the church died in Nicaea Council, and for the next 1,000 years, it was total darkness depicted by that black horse rider in Revelation chapter 6. That mixture brought death. The mixture of that serpent mixing his seed with the woman, inside the woman, human being, woman, an animal, produced death. It produced Cain. Inside Cain was death that killed the first murderer we know among human beings. Why? Because an animal mixed with a human being. And that went on and on until wickedness filled the whole earth. Death took over. And God himself had to regret creating man. Praise the Lord. And he wiped off everybody with the flood of Noah because of that mixture. What is adulteration? Adulteration is the mixture of the original with another that is different from that original. When you mix two products together of different nature, when you bring them together, it is, oh glory be to God, it is called adulterated product. One product that we know, the word hybrid. We have heard of hybrid plants, hybrid animals, hybrid. Hallelujah. When you take a horse and mate it with a donkey, it will produce something. But what it produces is neither a donkey nor a horse. Am I correct? It has a different name entirely. Oh, glory be to God. I'm talking about the church. Oh. When you take a donkey and you let it make it to mate with a horse, it neither produces a baby horse nor a baby donkey. What it produces is called a mule. M-U-L-E. A mule. It be like saying a horse. It be like saying a donkey. It is neither this nor that. And one characteristic of these hybrid animals is not only a donkey, anything at all. It cannot reproduce itself. It is sterile. There is no life in it. God created something natural, left it. Everyone is to bring forth after its kind. Then, from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they come with their scientific knowledge and go and tamper with the genetic make of that plant or of that animal. Do it in the laboratory. Take it and bring this one and produce what will come out. Is neither the one from here nor the one from there. It is another object entirely. And one of the reasons they do that, so that, because such plants, they grow very, very fast. They multiply. Come. Do I have to break it down? I'm talking about Christianity. I say such plants, they grow very, very fast. I ask, what is the attraction in these churches that hundreds of thousands are rushing there? They are genetically modified to produce the kind of thing they produce. No life inside, no eternal life. Lie, because what they have there is only to multiply in number, but it has no life. No life inside. They are neither in the world, so that they will say they are Rotary Club. Nor are they Christians, where you say these are Christians, the church. When you go there, you have to ask, is this a church? Or a club? Or a family business? Oh, this, you just look at what you go and see there. Because when you read the Bible, the originality, you try to look, the original, it looks like some part of it is there. But you see the whole world again is there too. So you are confused. It's a hybridized religion. They have no seed in them. And for your information, as much as possible. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Have you seen hybrid grape? Any seed, any fruit, that you eat, and there is no seed inside, it is evidence you are eating something that has no life. When you take that grape, the one that is good for your health is the one that has seed inside. The grape that you put in the mouth and you just chop, no seed inside. You are eating death. It has no life in it. The seed that is inside that fruit is the guarantee of a life that is there that can produce itself. It is natural. That is how God made it. Amen. Listen, this is where the righteousness of God is now. Verse 29, where we are reading, Mark chapter 4. But when the fruit that is brought forth, that was planted on the day of Pentecost, a perfect church that was full of power, all the doctrines are lined up there. Full of holiness, full of selflessness, full of love. Love for God and love for the things of God and love for the brethren. Where you see people making God first before anything else. When the fruit is brought forth, then immediately he put it in the sickle, because the harvest is come. It's a rapture. This harvest is a rapture. The harvest is a rapture. How do we know it is time for the rapture? The blade sprang up, which is justification, was restored. The ear sprang up, which is sanctification. And the corn in the ear, oh glory be to God, baptism of the Holy Ghost. After that, then there is the perfecting ministry. And that is exactly what is on now, ready for the rapture. That's why I pity people who are still swimming in the revelation of the denominations. Listen, that is why I want to stress this, and I will continue to stress it until, amen, until Christ is formed again among us. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. The first church of God was Adam and Eve, where two or three are gathered in my name. Satan came, destroyed that church, took God away. By doing what? By causing a mixture of truth with error. That is what you see in that story of the poison in the pot in 2 Kings chapter 4. Hallelujah. Verse 38. And Elisha came again to Gilgal. And there was a dead in the land. Listen very well. And the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto his servant, set on the great pot, big pot, and seared pottage for the sons of the prophets. 39. And one minister, one of them, went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine. He didn't know it was a wild doctrine he was bringing into the ministry. And gathered thereof wild gourds, his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage. For they knew them not. They did not know that it was poison they were gathering. So they poured out for the men to eat. And it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, oh, thou man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof. Praise the Lord. That is the condition of the church. That meal there is the word of God. That was mixed with poison. And it produced death. Went out and brought wild leaves. Wild herbs also. They are herbs. It's not every herb you see out there that is edible. It may look like uku. If it is no uku, you eat it, you will die. And although it is bitter, it is called bitter leaf. Hallelujah. It is still good for health. In fact, it is even better than sweet and what else you will get. Bitter leaf, there is a healing in bitter leaf. Although it is bitter. Praise God. Praise the Lord. If you don't catch what I'm trying to tell you now, you will think every preacher is preaching the word of God. Some of them are poisons that are poured into the pot of the word of God. In Matthew 13 verse 33, we saw that mixture there. And that is the story of the church. Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is talking about the church. It's like unto leaven, yeast, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. And this parable was fulfilled in AD 325. That woman is the Catholic Church. The leaven there is their false doctrine. The leaven there, oh glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's the pagan rituals, paganism that they took and mixed with the unadulterated word of God for justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. They exchanged these doctrines, mixed them, and what happened? The church died. That's why we say that the church died in Nicaea Council, and for the next 1,000 years, it was total darkness depicted by that black horse rider in Revelation chapter 6. Praise God. That mixture brought death. The mixture of that serpent mixing his seed with the woman, inside the woman, human being, woman, an animal, produced death. It produced Cain. Inside Cain was death that killed the first murderer we know among human beings. Why? Because an animal mixed with a human being. And that went on and on until wickedness filled the whole earth. Death took over. And God himself had to regret creating man. Praise the Lord. And he wiped off everybody with the flood of Noah because of that mixture. What is adulteration? Adulteration is the mixture of the original with another that is different from that original. When you mix 2 products together of different nature, when you bring them together, it is, oh glory be to God, it is called adulterated product. Our people know what I mean. From Ladipo and Aswanda, you know what I mean. Amen. In Nigeria, you hardly find even original wine. Anytime I'm drinking wine, I pray first. It's written there, grape, non-alcoholic grape. But when you test and format, you go see some chemical they put together. I mean, what did they put it there? You don't know. Amen. I'm talking about the Christian faith. Until you enter church, you don't know whether this is a church or a nightclub. But they call it church, shall? Adulterated. The originality is destroyed. That's why it is adulterated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the effect of this adulteration is that, amen. Hallelujah. The purpose of the original creator of that original product, the purpose for creating it is defeated. Because it cannot fulfill that purpose again. One product that we know, the word hybrid. We have heard of hybrid plants, hybrid animals, hybrid. Hallelujah. When you take, for instance, when you take a horse and mate it with a donkey, it will produce something. But what it produces is neither a donkey nor a horse. Am I correct? It has a different name entirely. Oh, glory be to God. I'm talking about the church, oh. When you take a donkey and you let it make it to mate with a horse, it neither produces a baby horse nor a baby donkey. What it produces is called a mule. M-U-L-E. A mule. It be like saying a horse. It be like saying a donkey. It is neither this nor that. And one characteristic of these hybrid animals is not only donkey, anything at all, it cannot reproduce itself. It is sterile. There is no life in it. Oh, if I stop here alone, self, people who are following me will understand why there is no life, eternal life. You can never get eternal life in a denominational system. Because it's a hybrid system. It's a hybrid religion. Sterile. You have what you call genetically modified organisms. This is the definition. According to the World Health Organization, GMOs, genetically modified organisms, he said, it can be defined as organisms, that is, plants, animals, or microorganisms, in which the genetic material, DNA, has been altered in a way that does not occur naturally by mating and or by natural recombination. Instead of being bred, being produced in a garden, if it's a plant, GMO, genetically modified organisms, GMO, the seeds are bred by biological engineers who apply modern biotechnology techniques, often called genetic engineering, in a lab. Thanks to recombinant DNA methodologies, individual genes can be selected and transferred from one organism to another and create a genetically modified organism, GMO, that will have occurred in nature or via traditional crossbreeding methods. The engineered organisms produced by transferring genes between species are called transgenic. God created something natural, left it. Everyone is to bring forth after its kind. Then, from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they come with their scientific knowledge and go and tamper with the genetic make of that plant or of that animal. Do it in the laboratory. Take it and bring this one and produce what will come out. It's neither the one from here nor the one from there. It is another object entirely. And one of the reasons they do that, so that, because such plants, they grow very, very fast. They multiply. Come. Do I have to break it down? I'm talking about Christianity. I say such plants, they grow very, very fast. I ask, what is the attraction in these churches that hundreds of thousands are rushing there? They are genetically modified to produce the kind of thing they produce. No life inside, no eternal life. Lie, because what they have there is only to multiply in number, but it has no life. No life inside. They are neither in the world, so that they will say they are Rotary Club. Nor are they Christians, where you say these are Christians, the church. When you go there, you have to ask, is this a church? Or a club, or a family business, or this. You just look at what you go and see there. Because when you read the Bible, the originality, you try to look, the original, it looks like some part of it is there. But you see the whole world again is there too. So you are confused. It's a hybridized religion. It's hybridized. They have no seed in them. And for your information, as much as possible. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Have you seen hybrid grape? Any seed any fruit, I mean, that you eat, and there is no seed inside, it is evidence you are eating something that has no life. Okay, I want to spoil the market of grape people now. I like grape, oh, the thing is sweet, when you take that grape, the one that is good for your health is the one that has seed inside. The grape that you put in the mouth and you just chop, no seed inside, you are eating death. It has no life in it. The seed that is inside that fruit is the guarantee of a life that is there that can produce itself. It is natural. That is how God made it. Hallelujah. Oh, can you not know which church to attend wherever you are around the world? You are listening to me now. Can you not know which doctrine to accept? As you listen to preachers from television station to television station. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You say, what are you talking about? Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2, 3 and 4. This is Apostle Paul. He was taking the church back to the Garden of Eden. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, Adam and Eve, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, Christ is the last Adam. But I fear, lest by enemies, as the serpent beguiled Eve. Eve is tapping the church. Through his fiend words, subtlety, smartness, motivational talking, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Verse 4. For if he, that serpent, like they came, he came in the Garden of Eden. If he that come and preached another Jesus, no, you shall not surely die. Whom we have not preached. How do we know another Jesus? Jesus is the image of God. Jesus, oh glory be to God, is a life giver. Oh, how will I explain this Jesus? Let's read on. Hallelujah. Or if you receive another spirit. Many of you go to church and you receive the spirit of that church. And you think you have received the Holy Ghost. You receive the spirit of the pastor and you think you have received the Holy Ghost. Can't you see how Mommy Gio dresses? That is how throughout that month all the sisters in the church will dress. That's why when she's coming to the pulpit, she chooses which dress. Okay, let's not even look at that. Let's look at it spiritually. Majority of you, denominational, you are listening to me now, wherever you are. I hope you are listening to me. Denominational, if your pastor is speaking in a particular tongue, every member in the church, that is the tongue they will speak. Everybody will say, am I correct? If he has a particular way he prays, everybody in the church. If he has a particular dance style, what he does with his leg. Everybody will dance that dance. If what you are doing is what you copy from your pastor, you have been baptized with the spirit of your pastor. Hey, go and get the Holy Ghost, not the spirit of your pastor. See why they don't like me. Verse 13. Listen very well. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. Listen, he was describing it further for us to understand. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Therefore, it's not everybody that say, I'm an apostle, open the Zoe, that is an apostle from God, though. Amen. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, their papa, Satan himself, is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his minister, Satan has ministered. The serpent was a minister of Satan. They also transform as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works, because already, hallelujah, their matter has been settled. Their matter has been settled. What is Satan doing? Satan has his ministers. They transform us. They are not ministers of God. They are actors. Actors. Many of them have passed through this church. It's all attempt of Satan to quench the light that is here. Unfortunately, hallelujah. Unfortunately, it cannot happen in this ministry until God takes me away. I repeat, amen. It can never happen here. That's why they have a trick. When they come, before you know what, jiggy, 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 they are close to the pastor already. Jiggy, 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 jiggy. They are known all over the world as ministers in Bride Assembly. Then at the appointed time, set by their father, the devil, then they will now strike. Unfortunately, all of you sitting there, you are hearing me now. All of you that are close to me, you are number one suspect. Now you are the watch pass. That's why when you begin to manifest, I will face you as if I have never known you before. So that you will know you didn't succeed. Why will you come close to me and don't believe what I believe? Light and darkness, can they come together? Why are you close to me and you don't like my doctrine? Why are you close to me and you don't believe what I preach? You are sent to destroy my ministry. Let me tell you, hallelujah, the state that we are in, the end time army does not compromise for any reason. For any reason. Hallelujah. I don't believe that you should charge before you pray for anybody. And you come to join the ministerial board. You go look left, look right. Small time, my mama is sick in the village. I want to go greet her. Meanwhile, you don't charge somebody money, they go pray for her for village. Serpent seeds. Did I find out? Now microphone, now I got use. So that you will know where you have come to. Listen, church. If you won't go, don't hinder me. If you won't go, don't hinder me. If you won't go, don't hinder me. The Lord. Satan disguises, smuggling himself, planting there to cause a mixture of the church. I told a minister that came from the north. He said he saw me in a revelation. He has never met with me before. He found out later that I'm the one, after he saw the television, that he was seeing. He came for counseling. And I told him, I said, brother, if God told you to come and see me, listen to me very well. The gospel of this end time, if you are going to use it to eat, then you must compromise. Because this gospel here, it goes with the hunger. The type of thing we preach, all these 419 cocaine pushers, all these funny people, they cannot come because I lay a curse on anybody that brings such money to this ministry. So they will not come. I say, brother, look for a job to do, look for business to do while you do ministry. If not, hungry go wire you. And this is how Satan will close your mouth in that ministry. He will bring the person where they sponsor you, they give you big tithe. He will bring him and his wife. And his wife no go clean cover her hair. And she go palm and paint her face and paint everywhere. And he himself, he will begin to put up some kind action. And you are afraid. If I hit her now, they will leave the church. Then the tithe will go down. So, you will be forced to compromise. I say, brother, I discovered this trick since the day this church started. At the hustle. If not, wallahi talahi, hungry go finish me. And all the ministers, we encourage everybody to do business. Everybody. If you don't do business, you come and tell me, say, God will call you. God, who called me? God called me full time. Call you full time. Me na half time, Abi. Praise the Lord. The day you see the gift that you have as a meal ticket, Satan has finished you. Because you will never tell anybody the truth, especially if he has money. And you will be called unworthy servant. You come to this ministry, you don't know where you are. But I know who I am. And everybody, you know who you are. Every fornicator knows I'm a fornicator. Every liar knows. You know when you say something that is a lie, you know you lie now. Do you need prophet to tell you you're a liar? You slept with somebody that is not your wife. Do you need revelation, some prophecy to tell you you are a fornicator? Every time, all your salary in a beer parlor is finished. Do you need prophet to tell you you're a drunkard? You know who you are. You know now. You know all the bad things you are doing. You know. And you too, that you are doing your best to live a life pleasing before God. You know the sacrifices you are making. You know. And as you know, that's how God knows you too. Oh, praise the Lord. As you know, that is how God knows you too. So all of you that come to this ministry and you use your gift, contrary to what we stand for, you know what you are doing is wrong. You know it is not the spirit of this church. You know. Praise the Lord. You know. Hallelujah. You know now. You know. And my own is, amen. Don't carry your own and come and spoil my own. Go and have your own. There are gifted sisters here that have opened churches. They left here and opened churches. Go. Now shop. People go come. Especially if you see small, small. They will come. I don't believe that a prophet has a pastoral calling. Any prophet that lives here and says, God told me that I should go and open a church. I know the voice that is speaking to you. It's a contrary voice. It is the voice of your father, the devil. Because it is contrary to this Bible. Are you saying only you God will use? Not only me. I'm preaching the truth. Praise God. I'm a preacher. That's all I'm trying to let you know. If you like, follow. My hand is clean, clear. The only thing is, if you live here, stop referring to me as your father in the Lord. Because you know you are lying. I did not produce that kind of thing. They like to hang my picture in their church offices. So that people would think that they are genuine like me. Listen, church. Praise the Lord. Help us to clean up this place. Then we come. There's nothing until the rapture takes place. Satan will plant his people. What is he after? To kill the light. This is what I want to achieve, church. If you will help me achieve it. Brethren, the Bible in Isaiah 28 says, all tables are full of vomit. No place clean. Especially the Christian faith in Nigeria. Where money mongers have taken over the leadership of the church. The church has been invaded with all manner of charlatans. There are children of God that are looking for genuine places to go. In answer to their prayer, God will lead them here. When they come here, let them find a resting place. Not running from fry pan to fire. Clean up that place. It's not in me. I have never, and I will never touch anybody, directly or indirectly, to pray for you. For what? You are the reason God gave me this anointing. Why will I charge you? Why will I take advantage of your problem and enrich myself through you? Some of them are so wicked, so wicked. The person is telling you, I have nothing, even house, I don't have nothing. You say, okay, then so. Where is he going to get the money from? Okay, well, I don't know. That's how they will answer you. Businessmen. Well, I've told you, I have to go to your village. And if you don't have money to go ahead, then so what do you want me to do? You have to look for money for us to go. You know that that is the spirit of Balaam. That is not the spirit of Christ. If it's the spirit of Christ, you will go and look for money anywhere because I am to join my faith as a soldier of the Lord and deliver you like Abraham delivered Lot from the hand of those people, Sodomites. Hallelujah. And you too, when God uses us to bless you, the Bible commands you to take care of us. I've said this several times. But whether you do it or not, God knows how to take care of his servants. He will do it. I keep saying this because Satan tries by all means to water down the glory of this ministry. They try to come and politicize this ministry. They try by all means to make me look like a northerner and you are a southerner. They use that terminology, some of them. You know, if anything happened, me and you will go east. That man will go in north, a Christian. You see where we come from that determined this church? Is Christ an Igbo man? Is Christ a Hausa man? So why? It is deliberately done. Politics. Some of them come here to take position so that they will get there and strike. And if you stand on their way to take that position, they will include poison. Poison you. Poison you. In this church, Joseph Alu was poisoned. Poison in his office. Jayola, they put poo on his seat. Poison. They drank it. The grace of God delivered him. Who did it? A serpent seed that was planted here by the devil. Some are on an assignment to take people that they think they are the attraction to this church. Take them away. They will go to the gifted brothers and sisters. What are you still doing here? I'm talking of people in authority. I'm not talking of a church member. I'm talking of prominent people. I was advising one of them. I said, be careful. There are some people that I am like their idol. If you say anything negative concerning me, they tell me. I was saying it in the presence of Cosmas Maduka. I was advising him. I said, you say things and you think when I confront you, we say, I didn't say anything and it's a lie. I was saying, it's a lie, I didn't say anything. Then I say, for your information, some of them recorded your discussion. You didn't know. Can I play it here? It is here. He kept quiet. I say, hallelujah. What is your problem? Position. And any man that will not allow him to occupy that position, you are a hindrance, they will do everything, including labeling, including ganging up against that person to pull the person down so that he will give way. Then he will occupy the position he's looking for. For that is the reason he came here. It didn't work. They went to the social media. They employed people. It's a gate of hell to finish this ministry. Bet on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All over the ground is sinking sand. I know who called me. I know my call. I am like the stone. You kick me. If I follow you, you scatter all the glory you have before. Gone. It will go. It will go. If I follow you, if you kick me, and your leg will break. So be careful with me. If you don't like this place, just go, Jeje. As you come, we didn't negotiate. So don't negotiate, you are going. That's why you see some people, you don't see them again in the church. All I do is, I'll phone. What happened? Any excuse you give me, I accept it. Because I'm not expecting everybody to be around. Praise the Lord. I'm saying this so that you will help us clean up this place.